Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carol Jensen, and she is the Parent and Consumer Community. Boy, my tongue isn't working. I hope it works better, Carol. Parent and Community Services Specialist for the Child Care Resource and Referral for Southwest Iowa. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And one of the reasons, of course, that I called you up was because May 6th is Child Care Provider Appreciation Day. That's tomorrow.
Yes.
So we need to really be thinking about child care providers. And we'll talk about this again, but I think, you know, we know that parents should certainly appreciate them, but the rest of us should appreciate them too. Who's more important than our kids?
Absolutely.
So, Carol, I guess the first thing, because we're talking to you from the Child Care Resource and Referral, what does that mean? What do you do?
Well, we do a variety of things. We have services for businesses and communities and for parents and for child care providers. For the parents, we offer them assistance with finding somebody that they can take their children to so they can work or finish their education. And we talk to them about what kinds of questions to ask. We don't just send a one-size-fits-all list. We offer tips on interviewing and what kinds of questions to ask, what kinds of things to observe when they visit the places. And we also talk to them about regulations and what kind of record checks they've had done. And then for the providers, we work with them by offering them training. We have consultants that can go on site and help them do things to improve their quality or enhance the services they're already doing. We can help them get started in doing a child care business. And we work with home centers and preschools and after-school programs.
So a wide variety there. So a couple questions related. One is, you know, I have actually participated in one of the trainings that you provided or set up. And that was the recent one on growing in the garden and so on. It really fun. So, you know, child care providers have lots of pressures on them, just as parents do. I mean, but
right.
Your trainings, I think, must give the providers a real lift. It's kind of, they say, oh, yeah, you know, I thought about that, but never did it. Now I'll do it. What kind of response do you have from the providers after various kinds of training?
A good response. A lot of our training is geared toward the business practices and keeping children safe and healthy and activities to do with them to keep them engaged in learning rather than sitting in front of some sort of a screen. And, you know, they're very appreciative of knowing some of the things that in the back of their mind maybe they knew, but hadn't really thought about, and our training is hopefully helps them implement some of the things that they already knew and give them the how-to of doing that.
And they get a chance to visit with other providers, and that has to be very helpful too.
Oh, absolutely, especially if they're doing child care in their home all day long. The only interaction they have with adults throughout the day is when parents are coming to leave their children and coming to pick them up. You know, the rest of the time they're busy with children, so they're appreciative to get together with other providers and, you know, share ideas and you know, learn new things from each other, too.
Now, you mentioned in helping parents, you talked about kinds of questions to ask, things to look at. One size doesn't fit all. What in the various communities, what are some of the choices that parents will have for child care?
Most communities will have somebody that does child care during the day.
In their own homes.
Right, in their homes. There are some communities that also have child care centers. So the parents will have a choice between taking their children to a child care center or to somebody that does it in their homes. If the parent has a schedule that requires them to work evenings and weekends, that's usually home care because the centers, there's usually not enough parents to use a center services after 6 o'clock at night. So centers can't typically afford to staff, you know, people during those times. So that's usually home care.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the communities don't have people that do the home care. So that's particularly difficult for parents who are working in various industries where they have to work after 6 o'clock at night and on weekends.
So, again, that's where you come in if somebody's really searching, and so they can come to you. That's the referral part.
Right.
And you have a list of folks that meet certain criteria. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what?
That's your list would include people who meet certain criteria.
Right.
There are some rules and regulations. It's not... I don't want to put people down, but you know, you want children to be safe and to be in a learning atmosphere.
Right.
So, can you what are some of the things? Not that we have time to go over in detail, but like for a home care provider, what are some of the things that you help them make sure that they meet the requirements?
In Iowa, registration of a child care home is not mandatory, so parents have the right to choose anyone that they want to take care of their children, and we will only refer legal types of care. But in Iowa, being non-registered is a legal type of care.
Okay.
So if the home provider is registered through our Department of Human Services or approved by Department of Human Services to accept the child care assistance payments, they have to have criminal record checks and abuse registry checks. Anyone that lives or works in the house that's 18 or older has to be fingerprinted.
Okay.
If they are not approved by Iowa Department of Human Services but want us to give their name out for referrals, the only record check we can do is an Iowa Abuse Registry check.
Okay.
We can't check other states or do a record check for anybody other than the provider.
So, again, parents, if you're choosing child care, go to... you to the child care resource and referral
right.
and ask some of those questions because, as I say, every parent, I'm sure, wants their child to be safe and to be in a learning atmosphere.
Right.
Let's talk a little more about why should parents and others appreciate those child care providers?
Well, child care providers work long hours. They don't work an 8-to-5 because the parents have to be at work 8-to-5, or sometimes they have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning and work till 6 o'clock at night. So child care providers typically put in a minimum of 60 hours a week.
Mm.
And a lot of them don't have benefits. And without the people to take care of the children throughout the day, they, the parents, wouldn't be able to work. And that would affect the whole economy. So I think not only should parents, appreciate the child care providers, but also mm-hmm. the businesses and community members should appreciate them because they keep the economy going.
Yeah, very true, very true. And when we think about just kind of the big picture, who are more important than our children?
Exactly.
And... parents are so important, but so are those child care providers
right.
that are so important that carry on. And I'm thinking that's another thing in those questions. If the parents and the child care providers sort of have the same philosophy
right.
about child care, so it kind of is a seamless event for a child.
Right. It's very difficult for a child to have two sets of rules. So if they can do one thing at home and they can't do that at the child care provider's house, that can cause some confusion in a small child. So it's best for the child if they can get consistent care, whether it's in the child care program or at home. So it's best for the child and the parent and caregiver if they can have similar rules and similar philosophies,
mm-hmm.
and it just makes for a better partnership for everyone
okay.
if they can do that.
Carol, if people want more information about the child care resource and referral system, what should they do?
We have a statewide website that is www.iowaccrr.org, or they can call our office in Harlan at 1-800-945-9778, and we can do the referral if it's a parent. If it's somebody that is doing childcare or wants to do childcare, we can put them in contact with the right staff person.
Okay, Carol. We want to thank you very much, Carol Jensen, for visiting with us today and just reminding us until next time we see a childcare provider, say thank you and give them a smile.
Right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.